Numbers chapter 14, verses 44 to 45. Defiance and defeat at Kadesh Barnea. Defiance and defeat. Numbers 14, 44 to 45. Now you'll recall that Israel has been warned. They failed badly at Kadesh Barnea. And they've met the judgment of God head on. They've seen it with the spies struck down. They've been warned by Moses and told that God will judge them in the wilderness, that they will not see the promised land. They have said, no, we will go up. We will go up to the place the Lord promised, verse 40. No, says Moses, don't do it. You're disobeying the Lord. And now we come to this. Nevertheless, what a word. Nevertheless, despite the Lord's command, despite his judgments, despite his clear marking out of their wickedness, because of their rebellion, God has judged them. Because of all this, because of Moses' direct speaking, they should have known, but nevertheless, in their presumption, what a word, in their arrogance, in their brashness, in their boasting, in their presumption, that's the word the Bible uses here, they went up towards the high hill country. Though neither Moses, they went without Moses, nor the Ark of God, nor the Ark of the Lord's covenant. No, they didn't have that. They didn't even have Moses. They didn't have the Ark. They did not have God himself. They were going in the arm of flesh. They were going in their own determination, their own defiance. And they went up. And they moved from the camp and they went up into the high hill country. Then the Amalekites and Canaanites, they had been warned. They had been warned that they would come to them and they would defeat the Israelites. Then the Amalekites and Canaanites who lived in that hill country came down. And not only they, but God was with them, I'm sure. It was God's hand bringing this down upon them and attacked them and beat them down all the way to Hormah. Numbers 14, 44 to 45. Defeat. Defeat. They've been warned. They've been commanded in the clearest terms. And now without God, without Moses, without the ark, they go in their own strength, in their arrogance and defiance. Remember in Deuteronomy 1, verse 41. Oh, it's easy, they said. This is easy. This is easy, mate. We can do this. And yet, they were smashed to pieces. And that's the proper translation here. They were beaten down all the way. They were smashed to smithereens, literally. The arm of flesh will fail you. You dare not trust your own. Put no confidence in the flesh. This is what the Bible says, not only to Israel, but God says it to us, my friends. 1 Corinthians 10, these things are written for our learning. Do not sin like the Israelites did. How can we sin? Is there any possibility of it in this way? Copying Israel, defiance and defeat. Are we not being defiant against the Lord now? I see it. I repeat it time and again in these discourses. I see the law of Christ is explicit. We as the people of God in the ecclesia must be a separated people. But we are mingling with the world. We're getting the world into the assemblies. We are adjusting the churches, the assemblies, the ecclesia, to fit the unbelievers. I believe we're going in the arm of flesh here. Oh, we have clever schemes. We have clever devices. It's all programmed out. It's all worked out from the music, the food, the entertainment, the caring, compassionate ministries that we set up. All these things are all very well organized. But I believe, well, I'm convinced, well, we shall see, that this is defiance against God's way, not by might, not by power, not by carnal methods. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds. And that's not schemes. That's not organization and plans and programs and all the rest of it that we devise today. Going to the pagans and asking them how to do it, what will attract you, what will keep you. No, it's preaching Christ and the gospel and standing and living for Christ. This is what counts. Anyway, I must leave it there. But I do see this defiance. and I think defeat is coming. Well, we'll have to see. At the moment, it seems to be going like a house of fire. Churches are packed. Well, we'll see the spiritual consequences. I am trying to issue a warning here. I believe it's here in the Word of God. These things are written, 1 Corinthians 10, for our learning. What does the Lord our God require of us? To walk humbly with our God and obey Him in His Word. I see carnal, fleshly energy here in Israel, and much of it today too. And though they are determined, they are defeated. Until God moves, and He used to move in those days by the cloud and fire, they should stay still. That was what they were doing before, but no, we can go. It's easy meat. We'll do it. We will go. And this self-confidence led to dreadful defeat. Kadesh Barnea, then, instead of a place of victory, instead of being the place going down in history that was where Israel entered the promised land and inherited all the promises to Abraham and his descendants, it stands and has stood for these hundreds and thousands of years as a place of arrogance, defiance, and defeat. It's obedience that God wants, not self, not determination in flesh. It's obedience to the Word of God. Well, defiance and defeat at Kadesh Barnea. I fear, my brothers and sisters, that we are entering into that kind of experience again with the modern methods of church life. May God awaken us before it is too late. May it not be that we should be defiant against God. May we not know what it is to suffer this appalling defeat. May we not come into Kadesh Barnea as Israel did, with all the disappointment and all the lasting sorrow. May God bless His word to us for Christ's sake. Amen.